Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings. I am Claudette Levi Farnham, history graduate of the University of the West Indies at Cahill Campus. On this day, July 1st, 1950, the Barbados Advocate reported on the fear that residents in the area of Constitution Road and Halls Road were experiencing. The rainy season had begun, and these districts and their flood-prone environs had a history of being decimated by floodwaters during the season. Being very cognizant of the conditions in these neighborhoods, at the slightest threat of rain at this time, residents prepared themselves for a hasty retreat. Even before the onset of the rains, many residents relayed their fears and uncertainties to the advocate, expressing their desire to move out of the area, but citing the unavailability of other spaces to occupy. Mrs. Dorothy Gooding of Halls Road was one of the persons who verbalized her fears and expectations due to the seasonal rains. She told the advocate, and I quote, "A few Sundays ago, when they experienced heavy showers, she began to collect her things and pack them away so that if the water had risen to any dangerous height, she would quickly remove," end quote. The report continued to express the plight of Mrs. Gooding, highlighting, and I quote, "She is always scared when it looks rainy because during the bad weather last year, she was living at a dangerous spot. She would be glad to remove from the district, but houses are not easy to get," end quote. The dilemma these residents faced was that housing stock was limited and rents were high. Other residents reported that at any sign of rain, they are unable to sleep and feel compelled to keep a vigil, constantly watching through the window in case the water begins to rise. With the devastation of the 1949 flood still very much on their minds, they were determined not to be caught unprepared. Residents reported that the waters reached their front doors in some cases, and in others, women and children had to be rescued. Loss was also a theme of the 1949 season. Precious personal belongings, furnishings, and in the case of the dressmaker whose livelihood was threatened, her machine was compromised, and the material brought to her by her customers was damaged. Another resident relayed how she had lost her furniture and fowls in the floodwaters. So on this day, July 1st, 1950, the Barbados Advocate highlighted the fear and dread Barbadians in these St. Michael districts were experiencing when dark skies, clouds, and the inevitability of the rainy season threatened the sanctity of life in these flood-prone zones.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.